Servicing Accra, Catskill, and Hudson, Columbia, and Greene County. Woo! Thank you, Matilda.
Listen to music and voices. Listen to work and play. Listen to eat and drink. Listen to noise and fun. Listen to pink and blue. Listen to a heart rainbow. Listen to wizards and witches. Listen to jazz play. Listen to dogs and mice. Listen to Rome and Italy. Listen to Mars and Venus. Listen to the planet. Listen to teeth and trunks. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to stars and stripes. Listen to Texas. Listen to bells and waterfalls. Listen to churches and steeples. Dance and sing and listen and bells. Listen to making things, stripes and zigzags. Bike riding and zigzagging. No, listen to bike riding and curving. Listen to the radio going on and on. Listen to the radio WGXC.
WGXE underwriting is provided in part by Chronogram, inviting the public to attend its March launch party at Auto Camp Catskills in Saugerties on Wednesday, March 5th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. Attendees can partake in a night of networking and conversation with specials on food and drinks. Information and registration at http://chronogram.com/conversations.
Wave Farms WGXC is made possible in part by the generous support of Carlene of Niverville, New York. WGXC supporters care deeply about creative community radio. Their generosity and investment keep this unique station viable. You too can become a monthly supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. and establishing a donation at the amount of your choosing. We hope you will do so. Thank you so much for your support.
jackfruit, pandanus, red bananas, pandanus, Buddha's hand, or that same photo of pandanus. But now that I've made 500 episodes reviewing fruit from all around the world, I think now it's time to truly see what are the weirdest fruits out there. And that means fruit that has a weird taste to it, a weird look to it, that has a weird use to it, some other stuff that's weird about it. And again, these are all things that I have personally had, so I can attest to their strangeness. And if you'd like more information about any of the fruits that I talk about in this video, go to...
Hey guys, so today I'm going to be sharing different types of citrus, their names and their images. Lemon, mandarin, grapefruit, sweet orange, citron, key lime,
pomelo, also known
clementine, tangelo, yuzu, bitter orange, kaffir lime, kumquat, finger lime, Meyer lemon, passion lime, sweet lemon, rangpa lime, amanatsu, satsuma, bergamot orange, suduchi, Buddha's hand, citrus cavallari, shonan gold, rompia, citrus lei kappa, karakara nevo, Oro Blanco, Huganatsu, Volcama Lemon, Decopon, Hasaki Orange, Ponderosa Lemon, Kiyomi, Citrus depressa, Kanpei, King Koji Citrus, Jabara, Lumia Fruits, Haruka, Florentine Citron, Kawachi Bankan, Shanguan,
purchased and grown types of citrus in the U.S. is so common because it has a high sugar content. It's also high in vitamin C, and it's yummy. All citrus families are descended from three main types: pomelo, citron, and mandarin. From these three, there have been hybrids and crossbreeds chosen for certain characteristics from which all other families are descended. The navel orange is the mother citrus of the orange family. So that means that all other types of oranges are crossbreeds of the navel with something from another family. While it's growing, it develops an immature fruit opposite from the stem and results in this little belly button looking thing you see down here. So directly in the center here, you have part of the stem. Right around here, you have the segments. Outside of that, this white part is called the pith. The pith tends to be very bitter. That's not something you're really gonna eat. And then you see the skin or the zest just in a thin layer right around the outside of the pith. So the zest and skin also has a ton of flavor. So that's something that you would wanna keep, whether you're combining it with sugar or putting it into a cake batter. Something fun you'll see is bartenders twisting it and holding it up to a fire, because the essential oils will actually ignite. Whenever you apply heat to something, it just brings out the flavor and the aroma even more. But the segments on the inside, that's what the orange is all about. Mm. It's on the outside, you can see where the color is really starting to grow around the side, and that's gonna vary from orange to orange. Just like the navel orange, it has the stem end, but on the opposite side, it doesn't have that distinct navel. Also, it does not peel very easily. This seems to be a characteristic of the orange family, where it has that tightly adhered skin. So this color is beautiful. It's a deep, deep red color, which is produced by the natural occurrence of anthocyanins in the orange. It is, however, very rare to see anthocyanin in the presence of acid. So that's why blood oranges are so cool to have that color. Hmm. This really tastes like eating a blackberry along with a slice of navel orange. Because of the color, it's great to add to all types of salads or fennel or roasted other vegetables where you want some like pops of color. Another thing I like to do is slice it thinly, dry them in the oven. They're crisp all the way through, but they've retained this amazing color. So these I would just drop right into a cocktail or right into a glass of seltzer water, and you'll see the color slowly bleed out, and you'll get to impart all those notes of berry flavor in your beverage.
It's really nice.
Seville sour orange. The sour orange was actually the only type of orange in Europe for 500 years. And from there, it was the first orange to come to the Americas. Today, it's most widely used in the Caribbean. The Seville sour orange is much smaller than the navel orange. You can see the color has a little bit of a green blush to it as well. The skin is actually tougher than the navel orange. And you can see the pith here just does not want to let go. That's definitely going to be an orange that we have to slice. I'm seeing a thicker skin on the outside than we saw with the navel, so it makes sense that it was tougher because the skin is actually thicker into the pith than it was on the others. I'm also seeing seeds in this one, which we did not see in the navel orange nor in the blood orange. Oranges without seeds are usually crossbred to select for no seeds or smaller seeds. The Seville sour orange has not been crossbred, so you're still gonna get a lot of seeds in them. I'm gonna taste this, but I have a feeling that I'm really gonna regret this. Oh, ooh, that is so tart. This is definitely not an orange that you wanna go eating. It's used mostly in marinades for protein, and it's also used a lot in candies and marmalades, something where you're adding sugar to it to cook it and preserve it. So here, I've actually made some sour orange marmalade. It's been thinly sliced, so you can still see parts of the pith, but as it's cooked down, all of the pulp has separated and kind of melded. Thank you.
30-gallon containers here at the Garden Center in this section. And then right across the aisle from us, I've got the 10-gallon Meyer lemons. The Meyer lemon tree does very well here in Jacksonville. It has beautiful flowers on it in the springtime that smell amazing. And then it produces beautiful lemons that are gigantic. They have a thinner skin than what you normally maybe would see in the grocery store lemons. And then they're sweeter than the lemons that maybe you're used to seeing in the grocery stores. I personally owned one of our Meyer lemon trees, and it produces giant lemons, so large. I was telling John that like I would have a countertop full of Meyer lemons, and my daughters and I would cut them and juice them, and I would put the juice in ice cube trays, sometimes in like muffin tins, and we would freeze the juice, and I would have Meyer lemon juice like all year for whatever purposes we chose to use them for. The Meyer lemon produces great lemon juice for margaritas, if you're interested in that, but just a really refreshing little drink. Earthworks delivers and installs our trees, so if you're interested in having Earthworks professionally install your...
This is a Meyer lemon. This is actually a hybrid between a lemon and a mandarin. And this is a Villa Franca lemon, which is a Sicilian variety. I don't know too much about it, but one thing that's notable is the size of it. It's like twice the size of a supermarket lemon. A bit more oblong like a regular lemon. And it's darker on the outside. You can definitely tell that it has that mandarin citrus in its parentage. And this one is very, very seedy. Before I go any further, I want to thank the Monterey Bay chapter of the
basically a lemon that's not sour, it's also not sweet. It isn't as bitter as you would think of just biting into a lemon peel. It's more or less just lemon flavor. So it doesn't really have any meat. It's all skin and this white part here. If I had to rate it, it looks cool. I would give this a 7.4 out of 10. This is my first time trying Buddha's Hand. I just saw this at the supermarket and I just wanted to see what this tastes like. It's basically a lemon that's not sour, it's also not sweet. It isn't as bitter as you would think of just biting into a lemon peel. It's more or less just lemon flavor. So it doesn't really have any meat. It's all skin and this white part here. If I have to rate it, it looks cool. I would give this a 7.4 out.
Thank you.
southern Italy from the Calabria region. Super tart, super bitter. Again, this is not a type of orange that you want to eat. The bergamot orange is primarily used for its essential oil, which is extracted from the skin. The essential oil is one of the most commonly used ingredients in the making of perfume. The skin is thicker, just like it was on the sour orange, which makes sense because the sour orange and the bergamot are more closely related. Okay, I feel like I'm going to regret this one too. It's more sour, almost than the sour orange, but not nearly as bitter as I thought it would be. It has a very intense flavor, and if you've ever had Earl Grey tea, this is what you're tasting. So, like I said, bergamot is the essential citrus that you want to use for tea. So what we're going to do is flavor a little bit of our own black tea with bergamot to kind of make Earl Grey. There's so many of the essential oils in the actual skin of the bergamot that the flavor is going to keep intensifying as it sits on the hot water.
Like I mentioned, this is called an Australian finger lime, and they're quite expensive. They go for about $60 a pound. You need a lot of them to make a pound. Wait to see the best part. Okay, I'm gonna cut this. Just wait, wait. Ah, they have a lovely citrus fragrance. It smells a little bit piney, a little bit like rosemary, but nice and citrusy. So that's what it looks like in the cross section. Looks very similar to like a kumquat or something. Now look what happens when you squeeze. Can you see that? Come on, camera, show this. Look at that. It's amazing. So I'll describe it to you. It looks just like fish roe. Little tiny, tiny spheres of fish roeness, slightly pink in color and kind of white. Like I said, I tasted this already on my tour, but I'm gonna taste it again for you guys. All right, here we go. Itadakimasu. And it is delightful, really sour and tangy, just like a lime, but not as fragrant. It has a different flavor to it, but very puckery. And as you bite them, they have a delightful crunch, kind of like burst into your mouth. Let's just have a moment and wait for this plane to pass.
Of the world. Pomelo farming is gaining popularity due to its delicious taste, nutritional value, and economic potential. Here is a comprehensive overview of pomelo fruit farming. Welcome to Discover Agriculture YouTube channel. If you haven't subscribed, sun exposure for optimal growth and fruit production. Propagation. Pomelos are typically propagated through seeds, grafting, or air layering. Grafted trees often produce fruit earlier and maintain the desired characteristics of the parent tree. Planting. Plant pomelo trees during the rainy season to ensure adequate moisture for establishment. Maintain a spacing of 6 to 8 meters between trees. Water the newly planted trees regularly and mulch to conserve soil moisture. Care and maintenance. Prune the trees to maintain shape, remove dead branches, and improve air circulation. Fertilize with a balanced citrus fertilizer in spring and late summer. Regularly inspect for pests and diseases and apply appropriate treatments. Harvesting. Pomelos are typically harvested when they reach full maturity, which can take 6 to 12 months from flowering. A ripe pomelo should have a firm texture and emit a sweet fragrance. Conclusion. A farming can be a rewarding venture, offering a delicious and nutritious fruit that has a growing market demand. By providing the right growing conditions, selecting suitable varieties, and properly caring for your pomelo trees, you can enjoy a bountiful harvest of this delightful citrus fruit. Whether for personal consumption or commercial production, pomelo farming can be a fulfilling and profitable endeavor, connecting you with the rich tradition of citrus cultivation. Hope you liked this video.
Say it's a little bit less, but I wouldn't say it's a 9. The pulp bits on this are a little bit thicker, a little bit more crisp, so the texture is different. And the flavor. Oh, the flavor. The flavor on this is honestly very similar to the supermarket one. It's maybe a little bit cleaner in flavor. When you eat the supermarket one, I can almost pick up notes of like orange to it or some other citruses in there. Maybe a little bit limey sort of flavor in there. But in this, you're getting a clean lemon juice flavor. I do like it a lot more than the supermarket lemon because this tastes fresher. Yeah, you can definitely tell that one of these was sitting at a supermarket, the other one was grown in somebody's backyard. So next I'm going to try 2 pieces of the rind. So this is the supermarket rind. Yeah, it's good. I would grate that onto like a dessert or something and be happy with it fresh. Next, the Villafranca lemon rind. That's definitely different. It's easier to eat. It's less harsh. And the flavor is different. Less like a lemon, more like a citron. And that's a little bit more floral tasting. Yeah, so a little less like harsh citrus and a little bit more like chamomile tea. Yeah, so both of those are good. They can both be good. The Villafranca lemon, I can see cutting up some of that rind and brewing it into a tea, maybe put some of the juice in there, and that'd be really nice.
Especially because Martha Stewart likes them. And if Martha Stewart likes them, that means everybody should try this fruit.
It is, pretty bad. The reason why we have the Meyer lemon here in the United States is because of one man, Frank Meyer. Frank Meyer was a botanical explorer that was hired by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. His job was to go to other countries, wander around, and find different plant species, and then bring them back to the United States. Frank Meyer was a total badass. This guy would walk from one end of a country to the other. And he was doing this at a point in time where there was not a whole lot of foreigners traveling. By doing this, in his lifetime, he introduced 2,500 different plants to the U.S. The stories of his adventures are, like, insane. I actually read about him originally in a book called The Food Explorer, which was actually about...
gigantic lemon, except the main difference is that the skin itself is ribbed from top to bottom. So this is a very interesting looking citrus in the cross section. The pith is incredibly thick. I could feel the resistance going through that part, even with a very sharp knife. Cutting into it, I don't see any juice leaking out. Oh yeah, that's tart. It does taste like a lemon, but the membranes are incredibly thick, so I could barely even break them with my teeth when I tried to bite into this. You will have the flavoring, the zest, used in some cooking applications, but it's not something that you'll see a lot of. Pretty tasty, though. The next member of this family is really interesting. I think you're gonna love this one. This is the Buddha's hand. I mean, that's the best nickname I can come up with, and that's its actual name. Buddha's hand citron. The Buddha's hand is thought to originate in South or East Asia, and it's frequently used as a temple offering. Because there's no juice or pulp, you're typically going to use Buddha's hand to candy or zest it. I've never eaten it raw before, and it's not bad. I wouldn't do it at home. Don't just go eating pith, please. Because this is so aromatic and has such a great flavor, I think one of the best ways to use it is to make a vinaigrette. So first, we're gonna grate some of the zest using a microplane. Because the Buddha's hand has absolutely no juice, we're gonna add a little bit of lemon juice with a little pinch of salt and pepper, a little bit of extra virgin olive oil, and pour it over our salad. Mm-hmm. It's still incredibly floral, and you still taste the Buddha's hand through everything else. It's so aromatic that you get it, and it cuts through all of the oil and the lemon juice to really shine.
Got a shipment of New Seasons finger limes. Now, finger limes are an Australian bush food. They're a native citrus, and they have the most amazing pearls inside them that just burst with flavour. They've got a great texture, really crunchy, but they're really sharp and citrusy and delicious. Really, really good with oysters. So I thought I would put together a little combination using the finger limes, some wonderful fresh Coffin Bay oysters from Jim at Piran Seafood, and I've whipped up a little habanero vinegar to make a mignonette with. So the vinegar here is a mixture of white wine vinegar and rice vinegar in equal portions. A cup of... a red onion, or you could use a little banana shallot or an eschalot, and we're going to do the finest dice that we possibly can. Then we make horizontal cuts, just watching your fingers, holding the edges together like so, and then we slice through the onion.
Lemon juice to really shine. The lime. There are at least 20 different types of limes, although the Persian lime is by far the most widely grown in the world and sold commercially as limes. Persian limes are a cross between the key lime and lemons. Just like the skin on the outside, it has a beautiful green color, and you'll notice that the pith is very thin. So that lets you know that the lime is not as bitter as some of the other citrus.
Work today is broken. We're all working in too many...
I would sprinkle over fish. I would add it into certain types of soups or stews, to the juice itself, to flavor ingredients, or be the star of a beverage. However, there is one application of limes that I love that is not as common here in the U.S. Dried Persian limes are a staple in several parts of the world. To make dried limes, you want to blanch your fresh limes and then put them into ice water to shock them and stop the cooking. From there, you're just going to place them in a 200 degree oven for about a day and a half to 2 days, or until they're completely dry all the way through. You can throw them whole into stews. You can crush them and sprinkle them over the top of finished dishes to add that flavor. This is a lemon. The lemon is actually a cross between citron and sour orange, but it is one of the most ubiquitous citrus used in America. One of the coolest things about the lemon is that it is grown year-round. The typical cycle for citrus is the tree fruits between October and March and then goes dormant in the off-season, storing up energy to produce fruit again for the next year. But one of the coolest things about the lemon is that it does not have a particular growing season like most citrus does. The tree can be producing new fruit and maturing fruit at the same time. So it has a natural year-round cycle.
The taste of these is really unique. It's acidless orange, so there's no acid flavour at all, no tanginess or sourness like most oranges have. You sort of do miss the tanginess of the fruit. Kind of just takes away almost a lot of what a citrus is, but because it is so different, it's still a really cool fruit to eat. I'd almost say that it's kind of like a slightly floral taste, almost like rose water or something like that, and there's a lot of sweetness to it as well. It almost has like a slight melony flavour as well, and that's maybe just because it's missing that tanginess. I've heard that people often use these to juice, and they'll mix it with juice from a more acidic orange, and it gives that juice more of a balanced flavour overall, adds a bit of sweetness to the tanginess of other oranges. And as well as that, although their name translates to vanilla blood or blood vanilla, these are actually not true blood oranges, and that's because they get their colour from lycopene, as opposed to other blood oranges that get their pigmentation from anthocyanins. So a little bit different there, but overall just a really cool Italian orange variety. Alright, so the next one here is a Tangelo Seminole, and this one is a non-necked variety of Tangelo, so it doesn't have the little neck at the top there. So it's not really one that you would peel like an orange, like that. You can do, but the thing is that they are so juicy you end up making a huge mess. So we'll cut into this one, and you can see here just how incredibly juicy they are.
When I reviewed a pomelo, the rind on it was very, very thick, and the fruit inside was just like the size of like a grapefruit. This thing is huge. Yeah, that's pretty impressive. Okay. Alright, kind of looks like this has tentacles, won't lie, but still, sure it's going to be delicious. Yeah, and the thing with pomelo is the bits of pulp in there are huge, very, very big. It's like if you took a grapefruit and you just like enlarged everything about it, the rind, the pith, the membrane, and the pulp, it's all bigger. Yeah, all that pulp is huge, and also it's very dry, so this like breaks apart like that. This would actually be pretty good to like break this up and like put it in a drink. It's like almost like a natural like bubble tea. It's getting all these little bits of pulp in it that are fairly large. Pomelo, by the way, is one of the ancestral species of citrus. So if you take any citrus fruit and you look at the parentage of it, like what two trees had to come together to create that little fruit baby, and you trace it all the way back to the grandparents of the grandparents of the grandparents, you will eventually come to an ancestral species, one that does not have parentage beyond it. And pomelo is one of those. So for instance, if you were to hybridize a pomelo with a mandarin, you get an orange. And if you take an orange, you cross that with another citrus, you get another citrus. And it goes like that.
Yeah, these things are really cool, because it looks like an orange wedge, but just, like, so much bigger. Like, everything is proportional, but just bigger.
It's like a dinosaur version of a citrus.
Okay, so I'm gonna take this, and I'm gonna crack into it to get that pulp out, like so. Orange. I believe this membrane is gonna be pretty tough. I'm not gonna want to eat that.
Pomelos are really good. It's like a grapefruit.
Lemon.
But lemon. More mild. There's less bitterness to it. That's like the key thing. You get maybe a touch of bitterness, but not a lot. The sweetness is good. It's around the sweetness of... I'd say the sweetness of an orange. Maybe a little bit more.
Lime.
The tartness that's there is pretty low, but there's a little bit. I'd say it's like a 3 out of 10, a little less than an orange.
Pomelo.
But these are really nice. The flavor on it is mild, but it's kind of addictive. Like, as big as it is, I could probably eat the whole thing. It's not a strong flavor, but it's a really good one. And it's very refreshing. The texture on it is wild. It's getting all those little bits, and it's like kind of dry.
Sudachi.
Biting into the pulp has a texture that's maybe a little bit like a finger lime, where individual piece of pulp has a little pop to it, like caviar. You know, it's nice. It's a something I think you could actually take that and break them apart and put them on a dessert or something to get a little bit of texture and flavor to like a piece of cheesecake or something. That would be good. And the pomelo is just so interesting in that it is a part of so many different citruses that we eat. I don't have the white variety, I just have the pink variety. But one flavor that I can kind of pick up like faintly inside this that I don't think is in the white variety is a touch of like pomegranate. Like a slight berry flavor.
White.
So I wonder if maybe what is giving this a little bit of a blush color is also in pomegranates.
Tangerine.
Or berries or something. Because I'm getting like a little touch of that sort of flavor in there. So yeah, I think this is a good one to revisit. Especially now that I'm reviewing so many citrus fruits. It's important to know where those fruits come from. And this is something that is not that hard to find. If you have a well-stocked supermarket, you'll probably see one of these at some point. If you have an Asian supermarket, you might find a few varieties of it. And it is definitely worth picking up. They can be expensive, but it's not that bad. It's one that's worth splurging on. I can see why these are so popular for celebratory times. Like Chinese New Year, getting one of these, it feels special to have this. And it is. So I think that's it, guys. I'll see you next time. Bye-bye. I would like to give a shout out to Smarter Every Day.
Satsuma Mandarin. Satsuma Mandarin. Orange. Kinu. Kinu. Pink grapefruit. Pink grapefruit. Lemon. Lemon. White grapefruit. White grapefruit.
That people really, really love today, named after him. Okay, so you got a little wedge of it.
Lime.
Let's give it a taste.
Lime.
Oh.
Kumquat.
It definitely is sour like lemon. Maybe not a 10.
Pomelo.
Close. I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
Yuzu. Yuzu. Ugly fruit. Ugly fruit. Kaffir lime.
Mandarin.
Kaffir lime.
Grapefruit.
Sudachi. Sudachi.
Sweet orange.
Rough lemon. Rough lemon.
Key lime.
D'Angelo. D'Angelo.
Clementine.
Satsuma. Mandarin.
Tangelo.
Kinu. Kinu.
Yuzu.
Pink grapefruit. Pink.
Bitter orange.
Grapefruit. Lemon.
Kaffir lime.
Lemon.
Kumquat.
White grapefruit. White grapefruit.
Finger lime.
Tangerine.
Maya lemon.
Lime. Lime.
Persian lime.
Kumquat.
Sweet kumquat. Lemon.
Pomelo.
Rangpa lime.
Pomelo.
Amanatsu.
Yuzu. Yuzu.
Satsuma.
Ugly fruit. Ugly fruit.
Bergamot orange.
Kaffir lime.
Suduchi.
Kaffir lime.
Buddha's hand.
Sudachi. Sudachi.
Citrus cavallari.
Rough lemon. Rough
Shonan
lemon.
Shonan gold.
It's alright, we'll get by in the shade. Slippers. begun. Last cigarette, it trembles away as I strike on a match and bring light to the day. All I know for sure is this life's worth a try, so I wipe away my crying eyes. I turn around and my reflection in the mirror got my mom's smoky eyes.